And now it's time for our second feature, entitled The Dragons of Our Countryside by Barry Madden. This is one of the themed articles looking at insects, mammals and flowers that'll benefit from the Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Wildlife in Common project. Our reader is Michael Hutchinson.
As children, we used to roam free across the largely unspoiled wilderness adjoining the eastern side of Norwich. There, one day, by the edge of one of the many natural ponds dotted across the landscape, we came upon a pair of dragons. These 10-centimetre creatures, sporting a blaze of bright orange on their bellies and a magnificent crest along their tail, somehow took on gigantic proportions in our impressionable young minds. Frightened to touch them, you never know how sharp their teeth might be, we crouched there wondering what on earth we had discovered. I'm sure the poor little amphibians, almost certainly a pair of smooth newts, were far more concerned about us than we were about them. And after a few minutes standoffed, they edged their way slowly to the edge of the pond, slipped into the water, and were lost to view. On the whole, newts have had a bad press over the ages and were considered to be things of evil and dread. In days gone by, they were believed to deliberately crawl into people's mouths when asleep and thereby kill them. Likewise, illnesses in cattle were blamed on these harmless creatures and their dwelling places were polluted with lime. Shakespeare himself seems to jump on the bandwagon. Who has not heard the mantra, "Eye of newt, toe of frog"? But the bard was innocent in his portrayal of the amphibian as part of a witch's brew. Eye of newt is an old English term actually referring to mustard seed. In order to thrive, newts need undisturbed, unpolluted ponds where they can breed and feed in peace. The habitat surrounding the pond is also of importance to provide cover and corridors through which they can move in safety. In this regard, commons are great places for newts, especially those dotted around South and Mid-Norfolk, where clusters of ponds surrounded by rough grassland and scrub provide a natural habitat. These ponds, some of which will have been created as a result of industrial activity, such as digging for clay, will be full of natural plants like water mint and water forget-me-not, which provide perfect egg-laying conditions. Ponds joined by hedges and undisturbed grassland on such commons are especially important for great crested newts, a mobile species that needs more than one pond in order for colonies to survive. Norfolk Wildlife Trust's Wildlife in the Common project can provide advice on the best way to manage such ponds on your local common to provide optimum conditions for newts and other aquatic life. Of the three species of newt present in the UK, the best known is the great crested newt, a symbol of conservation action and altogether quite an impressive beast, albeit more localised and a touch more fussy. These animals can reach 15 centimetres in length and are generally dark in colour with blotchy, warty skin. These warts can have white tips, giving an overall spotted appearance. They will occupy natural and artificial sites, but prefer fish-free larger ponds which do not silt up. Great crested newts have suffered declines due to the habitat's loss and fragmentation, and they are afforded full legal protection. Smooth newts continue to be widespread and a common species across the county. The third and perhaps least endangered species is the palmate newt, so called because the males develop a black webbing on their hind feet during the breeding season. Palmate newts are quite similar to smooth newts, but less colourful, and lack spots on their throats. They prefer shallow ponds with more acidic waters, such as those found on sandy heathland or commons. Newts are known to have inhabited the earth for over 40 million years. With greater understanding and empathy for our natural world, we can all help them survive and live alongside us for ages to come, allowing our children, and their children in turn, to wonder at the miniature dragon in our midst.